Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm checking my statement I got from my credit card, and I've got a description of topwellnesscare.com, charged for $49.88. I don't remember ordering anything by this name.
Okay. Let me pull up an account here for you so I can see what you're being charged for. Can I start by getting your name, please?
Yes, Ray, R-A-Y, Owens, O-W-E-N-S.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Owens.
You're welcome.
All right, yes, sir. I do see an account in the system for you. For security purposes, I do have to ask if you could verify either your address or the last four digits of the card they charged, please.
Yes, 3347 on the card.
Okay, thank you. I show an address of 545 Moore Road in Piedmont. And
yes.
Looks like back in December, there was a survey that was done online. After that survey, they offer a sweepstakes entry for the Dyson vacuum. And along with that comes what's called the Bites Hub. It is an app for your phone that gives healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to help cut sugar and carb cravings. They offer that at $49.89 a month. Are you familiar with the sweepstakes for the Dyson vacuum?
No, not really.
Okay. Now, yes.
I didn't do a survey. There was a only thing I remember was a there was a small vacuum on there for. They were selling for $29, for a special $29.99 or something like that. So,
okay. Yeah, that
I applied for that, but it got cut off some kind of way.
Oh, okay.
It didn't go through because I don't know how I got my card.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure if those are connected or not because this is normally done as like a survey and then a sweepstakes entry, and if you win the sweepstakes, they charge you like a small shipping and handling fee to send your Dyson out to you. Now, they do have a special going on that. I can offer it at a $20 discounted rate if you'd be interested in staying with that meal planning app.
Usually, this was a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
That's what it originated with, was a sweepstakes for a Dyson, but then they also offer the meal planning app is like an add-on to that. So it looks like that's what you were signed up for.
No, I don't remember that. Because I don't need any meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, this was a small, it was a battery-operated lightweight vacuum cleaner that I was applying for on there.
Okay.
But the information, I evidently must enter my card information, but I wasn't able to actually purchase it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember this topwellnesscare.com.
Right. Okay. All right. Yes, sir. No. Well, I did go on ahead.
I didn't take a survey of anything like that.
Was it like sent to you in an email, maybe?
No.
Okay.
I didn't do an email.
Yes, sir.
Only thing that concerned the back and cleaner was on my cell phone, the phone I'm on now.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, the order was not completed because this was a battery-operated lightweight vacuum cleaner.
Okay, yes.
And there was no survey I done on any meals or anything like that.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been a survey about a meal plan or anything like that. It probably would have been a survey for a large company like a cell phone company or maybe Amazon, Walmart, Costco, something like that. But I did go on ahead and get your account canceled, sir, so there would not be, you know, any further charges since you did not want to continue with that. I'd be happy to give you a cancellation number.
Yeah, well, I don't even want this to be charged. That's why I didn't know where it was coming from.
Right, I understand. Let me see if there's anything I can do as far as the charge is concerned. I see it just went through 2 days ago. I know they do have a monthly $5 non-refundable setup fee. So, I mean, I could refund $44.89 back to your card. That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay,
let me get that refund taken care of, and then I'll give you that confirmation number. Give me just a moment, please, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm still here with you, sir. I'm just working on the account.
Okay.
All right. I've got that refund issued. You'll see that credit back to your card within 3 to 5 business days, if not sooner. Mm-hmm. Of course, again, I do have the account canceled, so you will not be billed any further. And I'd be happy to give you that cancellation number.
Okay.
All righty. So the cancellation number is C, like Charlie,
920-393-3337. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling into customer support. You have a good day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop. This is the second one of these I've gotten.
Goodness.
Ordered one thing on my phone, and then I got charged something else on it, and I'm just going to have to stay away from this. But this I don't remember at all, this. But the other one I did, and it was for a larger amount than this. And what I ordered was for almost $50-something, and then they did me for $199.
Oh, goodness.
It's I just got through talking to them. She refunded $100 on that. So, but like I told her, I said, I didn't. This wasn't what I ordered. That's my fault. I'm not ordering anything else again. I appreciate what you've done with the refund on this, so I'm staying away from this from now on. So this in the same month.
Right. I understand, right. Mr. Owens. Well, I'm glad that I could help you today. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.